Mira and Harper Audio present Sword and Shadow by Michelle Segarra, performed by Christine Vam. Chapter 1. There was a time I hated her, Anne Telleris said. Her voice was soft, the words almost affectionate. If Illuvian had ever been able to relax in the presence of Anne Telleris, that softness would have put him on edge. As it was, the edge upon which he found himself was like the peak of a mountain. He couldn't move an inch without falling. Words, in this case, were substitutes for movement. He therefore said nothing. She had offered him both a chair and refreshments. He had declined, and was now grateful to have done so. He had come at her invitation, and accepting hospitality implied a length of meeting he wished to avoid. He could pretend ignorance of whom she spoke, as she hadn't mentioned a name. But he knew. Were the words meant to shock him, to anger him, to invite a similar dislike? All of her words were traps, but they weren't persistent. Only if he escaped her quarters and the high halls intact could he be certain he had evaded them. Had she been one iota less powerful, he would have declined the invitation. Anne Telleris was far more at home in her personal quarters than any visitor would be. She both sat and availed herself of the refreshments Illuvian had refused. "Your eyes are a lovely and unfortunate shade of blue," she said, above the rim of her glass. Hers were a blue-green. "Come, if I wanted you dead, you would be dead. No subtlety on my part would be required. Sit, Illuvian." As if he were a dog. "I am under time constraints, as you well know." Her smile as she offered it was genuine. That was the most difficult thing about Anne Telleris. "You are not nearly under the time constraints you will be. I almost regret the inconvenience it will cause you." Her smile deepened. "I give you my word that I intend no harm to you today. Will you not join me?" He did not, could not trust her. The fact that she was kin made it harder, not easier. That and the fact that she knew of his past. But he understood that she intended to extend this meeting. Turning on heel and leaving was tantamount to suicide. "Illuvian, you have never learned the art of grace. We both know that you will remain in my quarters until I have finished. We both know that I will decide when we are done. Is that not so?" "Anne Telleris," he replied, emphasizing her rank. She frowned. "You will give me a headache. You were easily the most stubborn of your kin, most of whom are dead." She watched carefully. He nodded. "Do not wish that the rest would join their number." Her smile returned. "Very well. You will stand and I will speak as if you were the least significant of servants." He was called the Emperor's dog, frequently to his face, and as it was materially true, he shrugged. He had no pride to prick. It was both his signal strength and, in the eyes of his people, his greatest weakness. It had certainly been a point of contention between Illuvian and one of his only surviving relatives over the past few centuries. And Telleris's eyes, however, retained their green. If she desired to descend into a lecture over being properly Barani, she would not give into it today. It was the only mercy he was to be granted. And in keeping with Anne Telleris, it was small. "I have called you here to ask a favor." He could not prevent his jaw from clenching. He did, however, find flexibility in his legs. He sat. This was not the first time he had been asked a favor, but the color of her eyes didn't imply the cold rage of imminent death. "I am to return to the West March in the very near future," which would be a relief to everyone in the High Halls who had any reason to either interact with Anne Telleris.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?